Welcome to the Bitfolio Academy Crypto Community Podcast. This podcast was recorded on April 11, 2024. Today's topic is SEC attacks Uniswap, decentralized finance, DeFi versus financial regulations. Introduction. Decentralized finance finds itself at the crossroads of innovation and regulation. How does the rapidly evolving world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology fit into the existing financial and legal frameworks? With the advent of decentralized finance, DeFi, the landscape of investment and currency has transformed, offering promising opportunities but also presenting complex challenges, particularly when it comes to navigating the murky waters of securities laws and regulations. For many investors, especially the young and tech-savvy, the allure of crypto assets and the potential of blockchain technology is undeniable. Yet, the uncertainty surrounding how these digital assets intersect with traditional financial regulations can be both a frustration and a barrier to entry. This article is your guide in the complex world of cryptocurrency, DeFi, and over-the-counter, OTC, trading. We'll delve into the shifting sands of cryptocurrency regulation, including the challenges posed by DeFi platforms in the face of the SEC scrutiny, the revolutionary potential of blockchain technology beyond mere financial transactions, and the nuanced risks and rewards in the DeFi crypto market. How do the shifting sands of cryptocurrency regulation affect your investment strategy? Whether you're a seasoned investor or new to the crypto space, understanding these dynamics is crucial in making informed decisions and navigating the path forward. From examining the intricacies of crypto assets and securities laws, to unpacking the SEC's stance on cryptocurrencies and exploring the transformative promise of blockchain, this article aims to provide clarity and insight. Decentralized applications and regulations. In the world of cryptocurrency and blockchain, decentralized applications, dApps, are changing how we interact with digital assets and contracts. But as with any revolutionary technology, navigating the waters of regulation can feel like sailing in uncharted territory. Let's dive into what dApps are and how the current regulatory landscape affects them. Understanding decentralized applications, dApps. Decentralized applications are not your typical apps. They operate on a blockchain network, meaning they're not controlled by a single entity, but by code running on a distributed ledger. This makes them inherently resistant to censorship and external control. But here's the kicker. Their decentralized nature places them in a gray area regarding traditional financial regulations. Autonomy. DApps run on smart contracts automatically executed by the blockchain. User control. Users have full control over their data and transactions. Open source. Most DApps are open source, allowing for continuous community improvement. FINRA and DApp interactions. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, oversees broker-dealers in the U.S., ensuring market integrity. However, when it comes to DApps, FINRA's rules target activities related to these applications, not the DApps themselves. This distinction is crucial because it highlights a regulatory gap. The technology is outpacing the law. DApps, by their nature, cannot be broker-dealers, but those who offer services related to DApps might find themselves under scrutiny. Broker-dealer activities. Any DApp service mimicking these activities is attracting regulatory attention. Regulatory focus. The emphasis is on protecting investors from potential risks associated with decentralized technologies. Navigating this landscape requires understanding both the technology behind DApps and the evolving regulatory environment. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, asserts that innovators in the blockchain space must tread carefully, ensuring they do not inadvertently engage in activities that could be construed as broker-dealer operations without the proper licensing or compliance measures in place. The world of decentralized applications is fascinating, offering a glimpse into a future where financial transactions and digital contracts are executed autonomously, without the need for middlemen. However, this world is not free from the complexities of regulation. As regulators catch up to the technology, the SEC insists that developers and entrepreneurs in the DApp space remain compliant with antiquated exchange rules, ensuring they can protect the interests of their users. DApps represent a significant shift in how we think about software and financial transactions. Their decentralized nature offers new possibilities but also new challenges, but the SEC seems to fail to understand these new challenges. They seem to want to force a round peg into a square hole. The SEC claims that DApp developers are pushing the boundaries of what's possible within the existing regulatory framework. The SEC's take on crypto assets. Cryptocurrency and digital assets are no longer just buzzwords, but are becoming a significant part of the investment landscape. However, with innovation comes scrutiny, especially from regulatory bodies like the SEC. Let's dive into how the SEC views crypto assets and what that means for you, the investor. the Howey test, and crypto. To understand the SEC's stance, we first need to talk about the Howey test. This is a tool the SEC uses to determine whether a transaction qualifies as an investment contract and therefore should be considered a security subject to specific regulatory requirements. Here's the scoop. Criteria. The Howey test considers something a security if it involves an investment of money in a common enterprise, with an expectation of profits predominantly from the efforts of others. Application to crypto. Many crypto assets are evaluated under this framework to decide if they are securities. The catch? The decentralized and varied nature of these assets makes it a complex task. Bitcoin and Ethereum. Are they securities? Two of the most well-known cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and Ethereum, have been in the spotlight regarding this issue. The current consensus? They are not considered securities by the SEC. This decision primarily hinges on their decentralized nature and the fact that their value and use are driven by multiple factors beyond the anticipation of profit.
SEC enforcement, on enregistrerait d'offering.
However, not all crypto assets get off so easily. The SEC has cracked down on numerous projects for conducting unregistered securities offerings. A notable area of focus has been the DeFi, decentralized finance, space, where some projects attempt to offer traditional financial services in a decentralized manner without the regulatory safeguards of their centralized counterparts. These actions signal the SEC's commitment to applying existing securities laws to the crypto space, even as it navigates the unique challenges these assets present. Examples: actions against initial coin offerings, ICOs, that were deemed to be unregistered securities offerings. Implications: such enforcement actions highlight the need for companies in the crypto space to be mindful of how they raise funds and to ensure compliance with securities law, possibly affecting the way innovative crypto projects launch in the future. The bottom line: the SEC's approach to crypto assets is a work in progress, reflecting the balance between fostering innovation and protecting investors. While significant cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum are currently not considered securities, the landscape is continually evolving. For you, the investor, especially if you're diving into the more innovative or speculative corners of the crypto world, it's crucial to stay informed about these regulatory perspectives. They not only affect the legal status of different crypto assets, but can also significantly impact market dynamics and investment risks. Uniswap and the SEC, navigating troubled waters. In the rapidly evolving world of cryptocurrency, the intersection of decentralized finance, DeFi, and traditional regulation is often fraught with complexity and confusion. Uniswap, a leading DeFi platform, finds itself at the heart of this intersection, facing challenges from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Allegations against Uniswap. The SEC has raised concerns that Uniswap, operating as one of the largest decentralized exchanges, DEXs, might have failed to comply with the regulatory requirements for broker-dealers and stock exchanges. These allegations stem from the broader question of how DeFi platforms, which operate on decentralized blockchain technology and automate transactions without the need for traditional intermediaries, fit into existing financial regulations. Broker-dealer registration. The SEC scrutinizes platforms facilitating the trade of investment assets to determine if they should register as broker-dealers. The SEC claims that this registration is crucial for ensuring investor protection through adherence to financial rules of transparency. However, does it apply to a dApp where every transaction is instantly transparent to the world? Stock exchange compliance. Similarly, any platform acting as a venue for buyers and sellers to trade securities might be required to register as a national securities exchange or operate under an exemption. Again, the SEC claims that compliance to its stock exchange rules is necessary to ensure investor protection and transparency. Implications for DeFi. The SEC's focus on Uniswap could have significant repercussions for the DeFi industry as a whole. It highlights the challenges of regulating a sector that was designed to be inherently resistant to central authority. The key issues include regulatory clarity. The DeFi sector suffers from a lack of clear regulatory guidance from the SEC. As new technologies and platforms emerge, there's an increasing need for updated legal and regulatory frameworks that recognize the unique aspects of decentralized applications. In a world where transparency is built into the blockchain, are the old laws that enforce transparency still needed? Innovation versus regulation. The SEC's actions against Uniswap are an attempt to protect investors, but is it at the expense of innovation? While regulation is necessary, overly stringent measures can stifle the growth of this nascent industry. Global implications. Since DeFi platforms operate globally and transparently, without a centralized presence, are actions by the SEC to protect U.S. investors needed? Do we need a regulator to oversee the DeFi space? Looking ahead, As we navigate these turbulent waters, it's essential for investors, developers, and regulators alike to engage in constructive dialogue. The goal should be to craft regulatory frameworks that safeguard investor interests without hampering innovation. For the DeFi sector to reach its full potential, it must find a way to coexist with traditional financial regulations, adapting to meet legal standards while preserving the decentralization that makes it so revolutionary. Ongoing dialogue. Ongoing discussions between DeFi platforms and regulators are crucial for developing a mutual understanding and formulating clear, effective regulations. Educational efforts. Both regulators and DeFi platforms should invest in educational initiatives to improve understanding of the technology and its implications for financial systems worldwide. While the situation between Uniswap and the SEC seems ridiculous, it also strengthens the DeFi community's commitment to compliance and investor protection. By working together, there's a chance to pave the way for a future where DeFi can thrive within a regulatory framework that supports innovation while ensuring market integrity. Blockchain, beyond the hype. Understanding blockchain technology. Let's dive into what truly makes blockchain technology a game changer, shall we? Imagine a world where transactions, data, and records are stored in a way that's not just safe from tampering, but also openly verifiable by anyone. That's the heart of blockchain. It's not just about cryptocurrencies. It's about creating a new paradigm for digital trust and security. With blockchain, every transaction is recorded in a block, and each block is linked to the one before and after it, creating an unbreakable chain. This makes hacking or altering the blockchain practically impossible. Real-world applications of blockchain. Now, you might be thinking, that's cool and all, but what does it actually do for me? Here's where it gets exciting. Supply chain management. Take Walmart, for example. They use blockchain to track the journey of products from the farm to your table. This means you can see exactly where your food comes from, ensuring it's fresh and ethically sourced. Voting systems. Imagine a voting system so secure and transparent that voter fraud becomes a thing of the past. Blockchain can do that. It creates a tamper-proof record of every vote cast, making the process transparent and secure. Healthcare records. With blockchain, your medical records can be securely stored and shared among your healthcare providers, giving them instant access to your history without risking your privacy. Smart contracts. These are self-executing contracts with the terms directly written into code. They automatically enforce and execute the terms of agreements. Think about renting an apartment without needing a middleman or buying concert tickets without the risk of fraud. Debunking myths. There's a lot of hype around blockchain, but let's set the record straight. It's not just for crypto enthusiasts. Sure, cryptocurrency is a big part of it, but as we've seen, the applications go way beyond that. It's not an instant fix. While blockchain offers many benefits, it's not the solution to every problem. It's a tool, and like any tool, it needs to be used correctly. It's not as complicated as it sounds. At its core, blockchain is just a way of storing and verifying data. The complex part is the technology behind it, but you don't need to be a tech whiz to understand its applications and benefits. Trust the system. Blockchain technology is about much more than digital currencies. It's paving the way for a future where data is secure, transactions are transparent, and trust is built into the system. As this technology continues to evolve, its real-world applications could redefine how we handle data, engage in transactions, and trust digital systems. So, whether you're a tech enthusiast, a business owner, or just someone curious about the future of technology, blockchain is a trend worth watching. Conclusion: trading with dApps in the cryptocurrency world offers a unique blend of opportunities and challenges. It's a space where significant transactions can occur discreetly, fostering a different kind of market dynamic away from the usual trading platforms. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started, understanding the nuances of dApp trading can significantly impact your investment strategy and outcomes. In wrapping up, we've journeyed through the intricate web of crypto assets, touching upon the intersections with securities laws, the challenges DeFi faces in the shadow of traditional financial regulations, particularly with the SEC's gaze on Uniswap, and the simplification of blockchain technology. These topics underscore the fluidity and ongoing evolution in the crypto space, an area brimming with innovation but also challenged by significant regulatory scrutiny. Navigating this landscape requires a keen understanding of both the technological advancements and the legal frameworks that seek to shape its progression. As we've seen, the SEC's stance on cryptocurrencies and the broader implications for the DeFi sector highlight the critical need for a dialogue between innovators and regulators to foster a sustainable and thriving crypto ecosystem. The transformative potential of blockchain extends far beyond finance, promising to redefine industries with enhanced transparency and security. Yet, With the opportunities come risks, especially in areas like dApp trading, where the balance between accessibility and vulnerability is delicate. As we look ahead, the conversation around crypto assets, blockchain technology, and their place within our financial systems and beyond remains open and vibrant. It's a reminder of the ever-expanding digital frontier that beckons with both promise and caution. Let's move forward with a spirit of curiosity and a commitment to understanding the complexities of this digital revolution. After all, the future of finance is not just about the technologies we adopt, but also about how we navigate their challenges and opportunities.